day being like decently up and about. But soon you'll have your degree. Well, no, oh, I'm dead.
Oh, yes, good job. I never do it when you're not here. I'm Walnona.
Yay, we remember it's good times.
Yeah.
So I want to address my hat situation before we even
No, we were talking about my degree. I'm the narcissist.
Okay. She's getting a degree.
It'll be soon.
All excited because finally she'll stop doing homework and like get down to the business of writing.
Yeah, yeah, no, okay, now we can skip over this mess. What's wrong with your hat?
Why
is it on your head?
Oh, I'm trying to keep my fever. Not like I bathe, but you know, having chills and like teeth chattering, that's not good. So I'm hoping that this hat will really keep some heat in and I'll be all right. Because anyone that follows the show knows I have bronchitis like constantly.
Okay, quick question, quick thing on this, and then we're going to move on to like real stuff, like we wrote books. But I just want to say, because she showed up ill today, the people here cut the heat on. Like, it was at 85 degrees, and I'm finally warm. So, thank you. And thank you.
Thank me for being sick. That's crazy. Okay.
All right.
But anyway, we'll go with it. We'll roll with it. Okay. And people say I'm the high one because of my medicine. I'm not.
Go.
Okay, so you're wrote some books. And the End I Thought series and the Mystic Guys series. Wow, I can't even remember my own books. Okay, so And I Thought the Work Was Bad. Little Life Lessons, and I thought being grown up was easy, and I thought
I could juggle it all,
right? And I thought he was the
nope.
Journey Alone,
mm-hmm.
And then and I thought he was the one, and he had some kind of workbook in there. Y'all look it up on the internet; it's great. And I thought I had it all figured out in fiction. What is it? Episode one. Yeah, that's what it is. And then Mr. Guy series. The Mystery Guide, A Fast Way to Leave Cooking Pen, and The Mystery Guide, Cocktail Forays, and the LBD. The Little Black Dress, everyone out there doesn't know what an LBD is.
Also, we are the editors of the 25 Hottest Indie Authors, Artists, and Advocates magazine, and the End I Thought Literary magazine, and Can I Please Say It?
And we have a docu-series on Amazon, Just Writing Life. Check it out. Check out everything that your ladies are doing on andwethought.com. And while you are there, take a minute, go to the ladies tab, go to the middle of the page, and support the charities that we probably support. Because you know what? Doing good is a good thing.
Now, you're not here to hear about us, although you heard all about us. You're here to hear about our wonderful guests. Wonderful guests, would you like to introduce yourself?
Hi, I'm Kate Tilton, and I help authors connect with readers.
Great! Wow, I love how she did that. Like, she did it one sentence.
Yeah.
Okay, so I have to ask.
Uh-huh. We can elaborate if you want, but that's the basic.
Okay, well, we're definitely going to elaborate. We have a few minutes.
I know. We have at least 12. At least 12 minutes to elaborate.
So, I have a question.
Yes.
How long have you been doing this?
It's going to be 8 years next month.
That's why she has it down to a sentence. Okay, Jade, you had a question. You may go after the narcissist.
You know I'm sick, like, what was my question? So what motivated you to want to help authors? Are you an author yourself?
Technically, kind of. It's writing's not a passion of mine. I'll probably publish stuff because I want to help more authors. But really, I've always just loved reading. It was a childhood thing. And then I discovered that people actually write these books and they're authors. And then I got to like meet an author in person. And I happened to meet one of my favorite writers. And at the time, they were looking for an assistant. And I asked if I could be that person. So I kind of fell into the job. But I just always have loved books and the people who create them.
Okay, how's the first author meeting going? Bad.
Were you totally a fan girl?
Were you totally a fan girl? Yes, definitely my question.
My first time meeting an author in person, I was a kid. I was still in, right before high school, like that weird, awkward phase between, like, middle school and high school. And I was in a very small town, so it was a really big deal that we were going to have an author come to our school. Like, this never happens. The librarians of the school worked really hard to get the funds to get him up here. And, we read all the books, and we did all these projects. It was Rodman Philbrick, He wrote Freak the Mighty, Max Mighty, The Young Man of the Sea. So like a lot of really classics. And yeah, there is a picture of me getting my book signed, and I have the stupidest grin on my face, and it's that completely awkward phase, so I'm a hot mess. But I was so happy to be able to have my book signed because I love all of his books. So I don't think it was awful fangirling, but it was definitely one of those just like, this is the best day ever moments.
I mean, I totally had a fangirl moment when we had an also on our show. I was like, I'm such a fan. I don't want any questions for you. I just want to like stare at you and be like, I love you, Green.
Yeah, I had the same thing, but I was evil to mine. So beware to all authors out there that I actually like.
She wasn't evil. She was just like, I don't know what else to say. I just want to ask so many questions that I want to know why you made this character do that.
Yes, I did. So anyway, so if you ever write a book and I become a fan, know that you have to explain your character's actions.
That I've done so far has been nonfiction, you know, about marketing, and I wrote some poetry, some very sappy poetry. So,
which we are just here.
There's nothing wrong with poetry. That's how what we are poets.
Yeah. Okay, so
we're gonna want to hear your poetry near the end.
Right near the end.
But first, I gotta ask.
Because
it was a big deal before.
No.
Okay. Who is your favorite author
there? My favorite author currently is Victoria Swab. She wrote a million books. I mean, I think the girl has 20 books out or something crazy like that. And Vicious is my favorite book so far that she has written. It is just wonderful. I just reread it, and I still am in love with it. So, yeah, she's great. Met her many times in person, and she is just as wonderful in person as she is online, so go read her books.
Okay, now I want to interview her badly. Okay, so anyway, you said you're an author assistant?
Yes. I work with authors, and I help them do things from, like, the administration side of things, to the production side of things, to the marketing and strategy side. So a lot of the clients that I work with, you know, I kind of partner with them and help them do the stuff that they might not love to do, or they might not be as good at, or in some cases they're totally capable of doing it, but it just takes so much time away from the writing, so they'd rather have me do it. And I love it. I love working with clients and being able to help them publish their books and keep them organized. You know, it's a fun process. I really enjoy the publication process.
So what would you say to an author that was just getting started? What would you say are some of the top 5 things that they should really do?
So if you are just getting started, I would definitely do research into who you're writing this book for. You'll hear that a lot. People say, find your target audience. And the way you do that is by looking at books that are similar to what you're writing and see what those authors are doing, see where their audience exists. So they're on all these social media platforms, are they getting success there? Your audience is probably there. If they're, you know, doing more in-person events, that's probably where your audience is. So you can really, that's one of the cool things about being an author is you have a lot of very easy ways to do that kind of market research, because you can look on Amazon or any book retailer and find similar products to start your research. So I think that's the first thing that a lot of authors don't consider before they start. They just read articles and say like, oh, you know, Instagram's the biggest thing, I gotta start there. And Instagram might not be the best option for you depending on who's reading your books. The second thing would be in terms of like production of the book, you definitely want to hire a good cover designer and make sure you either are hiring someone to do your interior design or you're using software that will make a good quality book. So I use Vellum for a lot of clients because it's very simple to use and will make really good.
Vellum,
V-E-L-L-U-M. So the website, I believe, is vellum.pub. And it's easy. You can download the software for free to try it out, and then you can either pay per export of the book or just pay for the package. I've just paid for the package, so now I can use it unlimited. and it makes good ebooks and also print on demand books. So it's super handy. And I've seen a lot of people with poorly formatted books, and it takes away from that reading experience. So you really want to be able to, you know, the formatting of your interior should be something that people don't notice. If someone's noticing it, that means it's not doing its job. And then third, I would say you want to set up some kind of author website. You want to have a home base that is yours. I think social media is a great way to kind of connect with people, but social media is not your own property. You know, social media is something that if, you know, Twitter decides, hey, we're going to shut down, like, you're out of luck. And there's something you can do about it. So instead of focusing on like building large social media platforms, you should be focused on building your own platform. So website and your email list, which you control, I think are the two big things that a lot of people will push to the side. I've had authors that have set up their email list and then never emailed their email list. I'm like, you have to do it. Trust me, you'll be happier in the long run. And the fourth, I would say, is just to give it time. I so understand when you spend all the time writing a book and you just want to get it out there and you're so excited about it. But I would not rush it. Rushing just leads to mistakes. And you want to just make sure that you give yourself and the book the time that it needs to be the best that it can be. And also, you know, try to be patient when it comes to building that community, because it does take time to build relationships and foster that community. And it's so easy to look at people who seem to be overnight successes, but every single person that I have met who has published books, even the ones who, you know, their first book that was published by a traditional house was a bestseller, you know, New York Times bestseller, you know, they wrote 10 other books before that book came out. So there's a lot of people, even that if they seem like they came out of nowhere, who have been working years for that overnight success. So
yeah.
Don't compare yourself to others. It doesn't help. So
it helps you depress you, and then you want to leave and never write another book. So you don't want that kind of help. Help yourself. Don't do it.
Yeah.
Okay. So how does it feel to be, I know that Gabe and everyone here is signaling overtime, but that's okay. Because it's my show.
Our show,
right?
Wow. No, apparently it's just
below
this show.
Dave's
not even
just
getting on out
to the frame. No, come back. I need your help. Now you wrap it up correctly. Oh, wow, I admitted that on camera. Take that back. Okay, here's my question. How does it feel to be on this side? Because I know you said you wrote some nonfiction things. So what's the difference between the side? And before you answer that, I'm sorry. I just remembered. You forgot that number 5 is contact you, right?
Yeah, it should be.
Yeah.
Do research. Like, there's so many wonderful books out there. I think one of the big things I see authors struggle with is actually the mindset of things, because it can get really depressing. You know, you look at things like, oh, you know, Amazon's having this issue, or oh, I got a bad review, and it can be really disheartening. So finding like why you're passionate about what you're doing, write it down, and when you have those bad days, go read it. Is super helpful. And I say that because I struggle with the same, you know, like, you have good days and you have bad days, and on those bad days you have to remember like why I do what I do and why I love what I do. Even when, you know, like, you're sick, things are not great, but you know you get better, and that's what you look forward to. So it is kind of a constant reminder. But, yeah, that'd be probably number 5, is do your research and enjoy.
Oh, and my question about how is it being on this side of the administrators, and then you've also written some stuff to be on the writer side. What are the differences? And that's why the last question you're done.
Yeah. So in my case, the only thing that I've written that has been published so far was in kind of like an anthology. It was
right.
The Publisher's Ultimate Resource Guide, which I think I have. Basically 2 opening chapters for this. So like on my side, I'm not really like, you know, I don't get paid when people buy this book, which is fine. So it's a little bit different. currently I'm in that stage where I'm like, you really need to write your own book and publish it. And that's terrifying. And I'm like, I need an outline. I feel like once I get an outline done, then that will make it a little bit easier for me. I've always found it easy for me to write about a subject if someone says, hey, can you write about this topic? So if I had like an author ask me a question about like, hey, you know, how do I do this on Instagram or how do I do that research, then I could write that. So I'm currently in that stuck stage of like, I know I need to do this, but I need an outline. And it's a whole blinking cursor thing that is terrifying. So I get it.
All right. So this is actually the last question. So where can people find you? And thank you, Jason Holman. What is next?
You can find me on katetilton.com. And what is next is hopefully a book.
Yay! Love it, really love it. You know, we're going to give you a timeline. So in July, we're going to come back and we're going to interview you. And no pressure, it'll be about your book. Okay, no pressure.
No pressure, all right.
Well, thank you so much for joining us today. We really appreciate it. And I'm Jade.
And I'm Winona.
We are the And I Thought Ladies, and you can check out everything your ladies are doing at www.andwethought.com. Just remember, you guys, that wisdom is all around you, and
you're open to finding it and accepting it. So peace and love, you guys, from Winona. And yeah, I'm never getting my nails done again, so just I should cut that bit.
Indeed. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.